The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, here we are, the hosts of Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today,
Big JD? I'm doing good.
Okay, you want to do that just a little tighter this time?
No, that was tight as it gets.
I think so.
Tight as it gets. That's like, that's what the show is about today, isn't it?
Snap it together. Just like a piece of tonneau cover on your pickup truck.
Tonneau.
Tonneau.
I thought they were called tunnel covers.
Tunnel.
Tonneau. And they must be heavy. That's a tonneau covers. Oh, with a little accent AQ?
Accent grave.
What's that?
It's the other way.
Oh, is it?
Accent aigu, accent grave. There's another accent.
That I nice accent.
French
yourself.
Lesson for today.
Oui, oui, oui.
No, I just...
Speaking of oui, that was a pretty big magazine back in the day. They still make that?
Oui. I don't know. Is that a magazine?
Oh, you know.
Do I?
Oui magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never heard of it?
Was it O-U-I or W-E?
O-U-I. Oui.
So it was a French magazine, obviously.
Yeah, I don't remember what the text was inside it, but the pictures were pretty bare.
Oh, it was
it was
a girly magazine.
It was a girly magazine.
Oh.
Oui magazine.
I don't know if I ever was had come across that.
no pun intended. And moving right along. So what's going on? What?
I don't know what's going on. There's
just leave it alone. Leave it alone.
They're shooting a film here in Windsor. Or no, it's in Amherstburg, but it's in the
Windsor. Windsor primarily, actually.
Oh, okay.
Windsor, they're shooting part of it because of the old buildings, and it looks pretty amazing. Did you see any of the pictures?
I did.
It looks pretty good. They got a couple.
Dale Molnar was there with CTV News. Or was it he's with CBC? One of the Canadian.
Yeah, I know CTV was there, but saw CBC. Is it the same?
No.
They're not the same companies.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's weird.
So you were there at the shoot today?
I was there this morning, yeah.
So what were they at Fort Malden?
No, Murray Street in Amherstburg.
Oh, Murray Street.
Yeah. It's got, just got an old look to the street.
What about the street itself?
The street itself, they covered with dirt.
Oh.
All the way down.
All right.
Dirt and bales of hay, an old pickup truck, an old Model A or T, whatever. I don't want to say T. I want to say T because I'm drinking tea.
Tea, yummy.
But yeah, it's they're shooting there for, I guess, they were there for a couple days, and then I think the rest of it they shoot in the city here. And yeah, the news was there, and it's all 1920s era film, and it looks really cool. They built a wall, big brick wall that's like, I don't know how high it is, got to be 30 feet high, because they had to cover part of a parking lot. So they built a brick wall to look like a brick wall.
Sure. Yeah, I understand. So but who's directing this?
It's directed by Min Bae, who is a professor at the university.
Oh, okay.
And director, and who's
funding
cinema
this
arts. It's funded through a number of sources. They got a grant for part of it. Indiegogo, they got money from.
Oh, cool.
And then a number of sponsors and supporters that put in money and put in other things because they need a lot of stuff. It's an actual a market scene that they're shooting out there. So they had to actually build all the outdoor, not carts, but you know what I mean? To hold all the vegetables and all
that. Yeah, the vendor area.
Yeah, yeah. All those little kiosks, I guess, maybe they call them.
So a feature film.
Yeah, it's a short, though. Yeah, it's not a feature.
Okay. So how long will the film be?
I guess they're thinking about 20 minutes.
All right.
And they may do a feature film afterward. I mean, I think that they're going to be looking for funding to do an actual full-length film.
Can you tell the folks what the movie is about?
Stillwater. It's a 1920s era Prohibition film.
Prohibition.
Yeah.
It's about Prohibition, and this area is steeped in Prohibition stories and
distilled in it.
Distilled in it, yeah, exactly. So yeah, Windsor had a big part in the trade of illegal booze.
Yeah,
they were in the midst of it all. So that's
Atlanta's cool. DOP. She's actually shooting it. Director of photography.
Something to put on a resume.
Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
We could have saved that for news. We may as well tell them what we're talking about today, then, before we do the news.
Right.
Which is what?
Love songs.
We told them last week they should know better.
One of the main inspirations of a million songs is L-O-V-E.
And that spells?
Love.
What? Oh, that's what they called me in prison.
They called you love. Uh-huh. Come here, love.
How about a little love?
Bend over a little.
Whoa, whoa.
Why would also they call you love?
Past all that part of the show,
right? Right. We magazine and everything, right? I forgot. And you were in prison for what?
Well, I can't say.
Jeez.
You have to wait till the copyright's over.
Now I know why. When you write your resume, you don't include this show on it. Got a hair there in your soup?
I don't know what that was. Yeah, it's a little something, something. It's gray. Can't be mine. It's from my beard.
Yeah, I can believe that for sure. Yes, we're talking about love songs. They're one of the oldest song forms around.
Mm-hmm. Very old, as we'll find out today. That was one of your big things. Did you remember what you said on the last show? No. you want to cover the gamut. Whatever the gamut is, the gamut. Love songs.
Yeah, as far as...
He wants to cover the gamut.
Did you look at the gamut today?
You should cover your gamut because I can see part of it.
Anyway, before we get into love songs, we're going to give you a little bit of news. Paul McCartney, he did an interview and he said he doesn't smoke weed anymore.
Oh, okay.
He was a big proponent of...
Never actually thought of whether he did or didn't anyway. Really? So I don't know. So he just quit now?
Yeah. You know what he's doing instead?
Cookies. I don't know what.
Yes. We know someone who's been eating cookies. He drinks. He said, I'm going to have a glass of red wine or a margarita. You know why? Because he wants to give a better example to his grandkids.
Okay. And he's probably had grandkids for how many years?
I don't know.
And if they're too young to give an example to anyway, then what's the point? You can drink wine later.
Yeah. Do you think the majority of kids growing up are going to at least experiment with marijuana?
I would imagine so.
Would there be a big difference between the kids that experiment with marijuana and the kids that drink experimentally?
I think more will drink.
More will drink.
Yeah, and probably continue to drink. But are there a lot of... I wonder what the statistics are of people that... You know, kids that try marijuana. And then do or do not smoke after.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, just tried it and, you know, I didn't like it or whatever the case may
be. You hear that often, you know, from professionals. Yeah, I tried it, but, it wasn't my thing or, you know, I tripped out on it.
I'm not sure how anybody could not like it unless, I guess you get that feeling of, like, you're paranoid or something.
Tripping out, or you just don't get a buzz. Or you get a headache, or, you know, you just have a negative experience.
I've heard people say they get headache from it or whatever, but how could you not get buzzed? Maybe you just don't really know what a buzz is, but I don't think you can get high and not be buzzed, right?
I don't know.
Could somebody not be buzzed from it?
I probably said this already, but I was reading Sammy Hagar's bio, and he said it took him to the third time before he got high.
Hmm.
So the first two times didn't do anything. So I don't know if he had really crappy weed, which is possible back then. They had.
And the third time he saw aliens. He's a big proponent of it. You like that?
Sammy Hagar believes in celestial beings?
I think he's been on Coast to Coast AM talking about that. So is somebody from Blink-182 and Dan Aykroyd, everybody.
I believe that.
They're all proponents of it.
Yeah, I can believe that.
So.
Proponents of aliens.
Yeah.
I'm all in favor for that.
Here's something else that's coming up. It's... Windsor Superstar Festival, Superstars Festival,
Superstar
is coming up. KFC out in Oldcastle, June 12th and 13th, and I'm actually judging.
What?
2 days judging vocal contest.
Who are you to judge anybody?
Singer. I sing love songs. Desperado.
So, do you have to audition to get to the contest?
No.
They
checked out my stuff or whatever, but
no.
What do you mean?
Do the people?
Oh, to get in the contest? Yeah. There's some pretty like big singing, local singing stars in it,
sure,
kind of thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Like Elvis impersonator guy. A few other names. I don't know everybody. Who else is in it?
And give us the date?
June 12th and 13th. June 12th evening is when they have the first part of the contest. And all day on the 13th is all kinds of stuff going on. A hot rod show and shine and stuff for kids and all kinds of things going on there. And you can check it out online at WindsorSuperstarsCompetition.com.
Whew.
Gives you all the information there.
Windsor Superstar Competition.
Should be a blast. You gotta get tickets.
And the location again?
The location is Knights of Columbus, 2401 Columbus Drive in Windsor, which is, I believe, Old Castle somewhere.
Old Castle?
Yeah, I think it's in Old Castle. Out on Walker Road, maybe, or something like that.
Oh, down by there.
Down by there.
Down over there.
It's down by there.
Okay.
It's the kind of instructions you get when on a cold winter's night in the middle of nowhere.
Jay Giles is coming to Detroit this summer.
Too late.
I know.
I have to cut that out.
Sorry.
Edit
my words.
I thought that was pretty cool, Jay Giles coming. I was not that into Jay Giles when Jay Giles was big. Kind of liked him later on. You know what I actually kind of liked Jay Giles was when I heard, which is a song we could have played in the show, One Last Kiss. Is it a love song? You know what I mean, though? Like Sanctuary album or something like that? I don't know what that album was.
Might have been Sanctuary. But I thought,
yeah, it was couple pretty cool songs, or maybe that song was pretty cool, and I kind of got more into the older Jay Giles, you know what I mean?
So you realize what kind of blues,
yeah, I guess based. So
I think they were a lot like other bands around
during. I was in a heavier rock, I think, at the time, you know what I mean? So
me too. I want to say the same thing.
Montrose. But
it was bands like Eric Clapton and Jay Giles who were playing rock music. But they got all that music from the blues for the most part. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize. I thought the blues was, you know, some black guy sitting on a stoop.
Your grandma would listen to or something. You don't know what blues is back then, really.
Right.
I never knew what blues was
until
like a week ago. The 5-7.
Can we do
7-9
the blues genre next
4-6. Huh?
Can we do the blues genre show next weekend?
I don't know. Are we doing a blues genre show or did we already do one?
Did we do the blues?
We're on a roll today. Did we do the blues? I don't know.
I want to say we did metal and...
I don't think we did blues, otherwise you'd be blowing the harp.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, let's...
Instead of hot air. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, you'd be doing something. We'd be doing something, wouldn't we? Because that's what we do.
That's what we
do. Best, isn't it?
The blues? Podcaster's blues?
Podcaster's blues. Well... Let's listen to some Kiss before we actually get in full blast into the show. And this is from Creatures of the Night. I Still Love You.
Tell me how could it be?
pretty heavy song.
That's Full Blast, if you ask me.
Yeah. What do you mean Full Blast?
You like, said it before we get Full Blast into the show. Oh,
did I say that?
Yeah.
Okay. But that was in reference to the show. Full Blast into the show.
I know.
Full Blast for a song.
Play that Kiss tune.
Yeah.
Still in Love with You? Is that the song?
I Still Love You.
I Still Love You.
I Still Love You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Over and over again.
Over and over, yeah.
And where's that from?
That's from Creatures of the Night album.
Creatures
which was still freely, apparently. I think.
I think so, too.
I don't know if it sounds like freely on that stuff, though. I guess so.
Who was after him? Bruce? Was Bruce after him?
Bruce Kulick?
Kulick.
No, Vinnie Vincent, I think.
Oh, right.
But the drummer was different on this. This was when they first got, what was his name? Carmen something, maybe? Not Apicy, but Ragusa?
Know.
No. You know who that is?
No.
No, you don't know who Carmine is? From Laverne and Shirley?
Oh, Carmine. Yeah. I didn't know what his last name was.
Ragusa.
Ragusa?
Hello. That's Squiggy.
Squiggy and Lenny. Love songs.
Yeah.
They've been around for centuries and can be found in the histories and cultures of most society, as well as the latency we're listening to right now, which I thought was going to actually die away.
sorry about that. And there you go.
That's fine. though the love song's ubiquity is a modern thing. The fact that they're around as much as they are. I think back before there was recorded music and music that was bought and sold, I think love songs were... like, you wouldn't hear them as much as you would hear other songs. Like, most of your, the music you would hear, like, would be a minstrel or, you know, a band playing in the town square or, you know, something like that. And they wouldn't necessarily play love songs. They would play, you know, standard songs that, you know, everybody knew the words to and everybody would, it'd be more like sing-alongs kind of thing. Wouldn't necessarily be there to show how musically adept they were. So they'd be singing these standard songs as well as minstrels as well. So the love songs were mostly for lovers, as it were, as opposed to being for a general audience.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the first love song, very first love song, how far back do love songs go? Because that's something that you wanted to make sure we covered in the gamut.
That would be part of the gamut.
And I can tell you that.
When was the first love song?
According to news.nationalgeographic.com, a team of Czech archaeologists working in Abu Sur, wherever that is.
I don't know.
Okay. Which is, I guess it's an ancient necropolis southwest of Cairo. So in an Egyptian tomb, they found a song. They found evidence of the world's oldest documented song that they say was a love song in the 4,300-year-old tomb of Inti. A nobleman and judge, archaeologists found a hieroglyphs on the tomb wall surrounded by images of singers and musicians playing the harp. And it was probably a love song honoring Mentu, Inti's wife. Was her name, I guess, Mentu. Says this particular person, Miroslav Barta, an archaeologist with the Czech Institute of Egyptology at Charles University in Prague. And this article is dated 2001, and I believe it was 2000 that they found all this in the tomb. And apparently that's the earliest known love song.
Earliest known love song.
Yeah.
So there's hieroglyphs of people playing harps, or whatever would be their version.
Well, harp is...
yeah,
you know, the stand-up type harp,
not a harmonica.
Like, yeah,
harp is a.
And why do they call a harmonica a harp? Save it for the blues show.
All right, that's next week, right?
I guess it is. I want to say we did blues, but maybe we didn't.
Do you have a list of shows somewhere?
Yeah, I do.
All right,
I'll find it during the next song, which is coming up. And this is a wonderful love song. I don't know why my songs are
first.
Oh, yeah. We didn't actually bring your songs into the show.
That's all right.
we'll get it coming up after this one. And this is Tank. It's called Stormtrooper. She fell in love with a stormtrooper. Tank was produced by, or this album at least was produced by Fast Eddie Clark from Motorhead back in the day. Three-piece band, too, like Motorhead. Cool band. We'll be right back.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
And we're back. Stormtrooper.
Yeah, that's dedicated to all the men and women in uniform.
She
fell in love with a stormtrooper.
I'm curious what the deal with the stormtrooper.
What? She fell in love with a stormtrooper.
I know, stormtrooper, that's a thing on Star Wars.
Oh, I guess so. Yeah, they call them stormtroopers. But stormtroopers were actually...
What are stormtroopers? Are they like real war people?
Yeah, I think... aren't stormtroopers the one that... I don't know. When they come in on the out of the helicopters and fall in with parachutes and everything, the stormtroopers come in and... That's another thing we got to check out. See what
stormtrooper, to me, it was always the white guys in Star Wars.
And yeah, yeah. They're called stormtroopers, yeah. But that's not what it refers to.
Because I know
it's
in
a real stormtrooper.
There's a Nugent tune off his first solo album, Stormtrooper. It's Stormtrooping, isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, get ready, get ready.
Yeah,
with storm something stormtrooping. Get ready. I don't know. Stormtroopers. Were specialist soldiers of the German army in World War I. So let's take back that that's dedicated to all the men and women in uniform because it was a German thing. Which, nothing against the Germans.
Nothing against them. Because apparently, now, according to history, they lost.
Yeah.
That's American history books.
But I thought a stormtrooper was...
amazing lover.
I just thought it sing. Was probably a, like an American term as well, but...
apparently not. It's a German term, which I can understand. That makes sense.
Hmm. I still don't believe it, though.
You don't believe
that that's all a stormtrooper is, was a German.
I do. I can understand it. And it makes sense because.
Too bad, because it's such a cool name.
Well, but the stormtroopers on Star Wars, they were bad people.
Yeah.
They were bad people.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, that's what it mostly. Yeah, everything is all storm. It's got pictures of the stormtroopers from Star Wars. So, yeah.
Did, she fell in love. Did you write many love songs with Wicked Angel?
No.
They were
we had one called Power Driver. It was pretty heavy. And then later on, Wicked Angel, actually there was a, we had a ballad called Dreams, which was, I guess you would say, a love song. And that was the only like slow song I think we had. It was heavy, but and cool. Really good song. I still love it today. Yeah. There was another one called Take Me, but it wasn't, didn't do a lot with it, although I liked it a lot.
Jeffrey David's Blues, you want to say Jeffrey David's Blues Club?
You want to join? Sign up today.
Give me a J.
Tickets. We're giving away 2 tickets to get into the Jeffrey David's Blues Club.
J.
Hey, that would be cool too, a blues club. Jeffrey David's Blues Club.
D-A-V-I-D.
And blues bands could play there.
Jeffrey David. Jeffrey David.
That's cockamamie. So, what about that band? We didn't have any, we don't have any love song. Oh, Met Her at a Barbecue.
That's a song that you wrote?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to be listening to some Frank here. This is I Love You from the Columbia Years.
I love the Columbia Years.
I love you. I love you is all that I can say. I love you. I love you. The same old words I'm saying in the same old way. I love you, I love you. 3 words that are divine. And now, my dear, I'm waiting to hear the words that will make you mine. Little girl, I love you. Can't you see I love you? I love you. Can't you see I love you? I love you, I love you. 3 words that are divine. And now, my dear, I'm waiting to hear the words that make you.
What was that about the song that we were talking about before? What did I say? Met Her at a Barbecue. She was eating a dog, the biggest bunless Frank. If she were putting me on, it'd be one hell of a prank. Yeah, that's it. That's the lyrics from it.
Wow.
It's all right there. It's a love song.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's going to be on the new album, actually. Song's not finished. Those guys are.
Who's those guys?
The rest of my band.
Oh, okay.
All two of them.
The rest of the connection.
Yeah, the Blues Connection.
Yes.
I'm Jeffrey David.
Otherwise known as...
Welcome to the show.
The Jeffrey David's Blues Club. Yeah.
I like that, though, the Blues Club.
Sure, Jeffrey David's Blues Club. Absolutely. Jeffrey David's Blues Club. Pay your dues.
That would be our fan club, the Jeffrey David's Blues Club. Ooh, yeah. And you could run it.
Exactly. Right. Stereo Gum has compiled a list, and I know you're all about lists.
I have one, too, but go on.
They've compiled a list of the 100 most popular love songs.
Yeah.
And this isn't one of them. I have no idea what this is.
It's actually me first in the Gimme Gimmes doing Nobody Does It Better, which is, who is that? Isn't that the Canadian woman? Nobody does it better. No?
Is it Anne Marie?
Maybe not. I don't know. That's who I was thinking, but because I think they do an Anne Marie song, but maybe this is her.
Maybe.
Those guys are crazy.
You must might as well yell. If there's going to be sustain on your guitar just going and going, you might as well say something over
it. I had tickets to see them in Brooklyn. Me first in the Gimme Gimmes. And Lana got us tickets to go to Brooklyn and see it. Mm-hmm. And I my back flared up really bad. Like, it was the worst time ever.
Oh, I think that rings a bell.
Yeah.
That was a bummer.
I couldn't go, so she went and...
She took a friend.
Her niece, who lived in New York at the time.
Yeah, that's what she told
me. So she went...
I saw the pictures, and it wasn't her niece, though, buddy.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Okay. What? It was her elbow.
Before me first and the Gimme Gimmes, I was mentioning a list.
Oh, right. And I said I had a list, too.
Oh, my list?
Yeah, by all means, let's enjoy your list.
Well, I'm not going to... It's 100 songs. I'm going to let you know what the 100
Isn't
songs...
Isn't that an impediment?
A list?
Yeah. You talk with a list?
I talk about lists and the things that make up the list. Number 100 is "Oh Girl" by the Chi Lights.
Okay, let's get into some real stuff.
Exactly.
My list is great. Go on.
I know. 96, Elvis Costello, Allison. That is a good tune.
Oh, I like that song. Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. "Some Enchanted Evening" from South Pacific.
Okay.
"Natural Woman" by Aretha Franklin.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Do I really?
Mm-hmm.
"You Make Love and Fun" by Fleetwood Mac.
Mm-hmm.
"Last Dance" by Donna Summer.
It's the last dance. Good song.
Always on my mind, Willie Nelson.
That's you were always on my mind.
Songs that you would hear at...
Oh, Me First and the Gimme Gimmes do that too.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Songs that you would hear at a wedding is what I was going to say.
Okay.
You know, the couple dance, get ups.
Get up
and dances.
Yeah, the whole down.
And that's where you're going to hear a love song for sure.
Weddings, yeah. Where else are you going to hear love songs? Where else are love songs
in the sack, buddy.
Okay, yeah. Put it on and get it on.
Yeah, you're going to hear some Barry White.
Hey, baby, let's get down. Yeah, I love that. Barry White.
Some cool bass underneath.
I love you, baby.
Yeah. Awesome. Get hot and sweaty with Barry.
He does a great Billy Joel song.
Who does?
Just the Way You Are. Yeah.
Barry White?
I love you just the way you are.
Really? He's...
I love you just the way you are.
Is he alive?
Oh, Barry White? No, yeah. I don't think so. I think it wasn't that long ago that he died.
Okay.
I think. Yeah.
I can believe it.
Because I'd be going to see him in concert if he was around. I wouldn't take the same chance that I did with Frank Sinatra. Missed it. 95, 96 in Detroit.
Don't ever take the chance.
No, not again.
Unless you think that they're going to suck.
Well, yeah. Barry White doesn't suck.
Probably not. If he's out on the road, he's still singing probably pretty good. I'm thinking that... Willie Nelson is the same way. He's still got whatever that thing he has.
Well, Willie Nelson's is always Willie Nelson. I mean, as good as Willie Nelson is, it's, mm-hmm. you know, songwriting maybe, and the uniqueness of his sound and voice. I mean, he's not, you know what I mean? I think he's just like more unique than he is.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, great.
Kind of. Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, okay.
You think that's...
I thought you were leading somewhere else before you...
No, we're going to have to stop getting close to each other here because you keep mentioning the same thing. I'm not talking to you. I Got You, Babe by Sonny and Cher.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Now, I bet you none of the tunes that we played today on the show are on my list. I'm going to save the last 25 for after.
Where are you starting on the list? Way down at 100 or whatever?
Well, I started at 100, then I just went through ones that I know
for sure. Let me tell you some that are on my 50 list because they're awesome. Love Song by Sarah Bareilles.
Sarah Bareilles. Great tune. I know you're a big fan of hers.
Baby Love, The Supremes. Yep. Baby Love, my baby love. Part-Time Lover, Stevie Wonder. Loving You, Minnie Riperton. I can't get up there.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Oh, Lippo can do it. Do it again.
Loving you.
Yeah, that's pretty high. I don't think I can do it now. I was actually singing yesterday. So.
Because you're beautiful.
Okay, now it's a...
Loving you.
Okay.
He still got it. Whatever it was.
What else is in there?
What is that? Is that the sound of your scrolling wheel on your mouse?
That's all I got, man.
All right. We're going to be listening to one of the greatest love songs ever, Thank You by Led Zeppelin.
If the sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. When mountains crumble to the sea, there would still be you and me. Kind of woman, I give you my all. Kind of woman, nothing more. Little drops of rain, whisper of the pain, tears of love lost in the days gone by. My love is strong. Go until we die. Blow my mind. Inspiration's what you are to me. Inspiration, look, see.
day my world, it smiles. Your hand in mine, we walk the miles. Thanks to you, it will be dark. For you to me are the only one. The sun refused to shine, I would still be loving you. Mountains crumble to the sea, there will still be you and me.
And there you go.
I said it was one of the greatest love songs ever.
What, this?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In terms of, you know, people my generation,
I guess. In terms of endearment.
But I know that we just started playing a Beatles tune, something, from George Harrison. And every time we play it, Dan...
What song?
Something.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, the tune Something. And Dan always introduces it as one of the greatest love songs ever written.
Oh, yeah, Something. Sinatra does that. Great, too.
What?
Yeah.
You sure Barry White doesn't do it?
He does a lot of like cover tunes, man. Sinatra?
Yeah.
Oh, all kinds. Even, what's his name there? Stevie Wonder.
He does cover tunes as well.
Yeah, he does You're the Sunshine of My Love. My Life? Sunshine of My Love. You're the
sunshine of my... Who's the original person?
Stevie Wonder, that I know of. You are the sunshine of my
life. Okay, so you're saying Frank does Stevie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay. Frank does a million covers, man. Over the Rainbow.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What else does he do? Which was hard to find, actually. I looked for that for years before I actually found out where it was from and how I could get it on Something. Over the Rainbow?
Yep.
It was really hard to find. You know what? Who else does that? Glenn Miller Orchestra does a really cool version of that. Way old stuff. Anyway, that's neither here nor there.
But that was Thank You from Led Zeppelin.
It was, yeah.
Talking us out.
Huey Lewis in the news have some love songs.
They
power,
don't.
Power of Love.
Power of Love.
Well, you can't just because something has love in it. Can't Help Falling in Love. Okay, that's a good one. Elvis. Or UB40. I can't help falling in love. I Want to Know What Love Is. Foreigner. That's not bad. It's about love, you know what I mean? But not so much a love song. No. When I think of a love song, I think it's for someone or about someone or, you know, whatnot. But let's listen to a silly love song.
All right.
Well, actually, haven't we been listening to this all show in between everything?
So this is your song that you put in here.
Actually full song. What do you mean? Yeah. Why?
Because it's... I didn't know this was one of your songs. I had just thought...
I played it before we even started the show, remember? And I said something about his bass.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. Yeah. I didn't put two and two together.
You want me to use a different song? And
no, this is cool.
I 'cause here I go.
For a grand finale, I'm going to sing Lipo a love song. No, I'm not.
I hope not. So do you think that Paul McCartney wrote songs that became hits while he was in the Beatles and didn't give them up?
What do you mean?
Like, did he keep some tunes in his back pocket knowing that this is really...
That he did later?
Yeah. This is falling apart.
I don't know. That's something you'd have to ask him. I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Right. That's before we smoke a joint.
Well, that's right. I wonder if anybody's asked him that, though. If he had stuff that was from back there that he did later.
That would be a Jeffrey David question.
Yeah, it would be for sure. I would imagine there was maybe that he did early on, maybe his first, you know, Ram or something. What was his first album? Just Paul McCartney or Ram was an old one or whatever, right?
Ram wasn't the first one?
I don't know, was it?
I want to say it was because him and Linda moved to the farm and they had rams and cows and chickens and no money, apparently. He was totally broke, but...
Sounds like Van Halen.
It does. You're absolutely right. It's kind
Save
of
it for the Van Halen show.
I don't know that we're going to do Van
Save
Halen.
Save it for the sex, rock, sex, and what is it?
Sex, rock, and roll.
I don't remember what it is anymore.
It's insane.
No, well, I know, but
well,
sex, Mike, drugs, and rock and roll show.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
So, yeah. But what about the sex? This is about love.
No love involved. No. Michael Anthony would do a solo.
Yeah.
Alex would do a solo. While those guys did their solos.
David Lee Roth did what?
Under the stage in tent. Like they put up little tents.
Oh, really?
Under the stage. And they'd go in the tents and there would be girls lined up. The crew would go and get girls.
Yeah, yeah.
For the middle of the show. You're going to do Dave in the middle of the show. Or Sammy. Sammy had the same thing. And Eddie had his thing right next to it. They used to have sex in the middle of a concert.
It's pretty cool.
It's crazy.
Sounds like an old Wicked Angel show to me. No, I'm kidding.
And
we didn't have tents.
And Alex, he drank so much when he was... He had I don't know how long he drank, but this isn't the Van Halen show. But he would get up in the middle of the show and say, Alex or Eddie, just, you know, do your thing that you do. I got to pee. Because he drank so much beer.
Yeah, yeah. Does Van Halen have a love song? Hot for Teacher. Is that considered a love song? What's like a real love song?
What?
What's a real love song? Like, you know, that's like to somebody because they're in love with them. That's a real love song.
Exactly. That's
a
real love song.
I think the Minnie Riperton one is a good example. Loving You.
For sure. You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker.
You're beautiful. Yeah, yeah.
Right, because there's a million songs about love.
At least.
But there's 2 million songs about lost love.
Oh, yeah.
And you could really construe those as being love songs because they're heartbroken or...
You know, it's a good hard rock song like that is... Cinderella has a song. You don't know what you got until it's gone. Something like that. It's a pretty cool hard rock song about that kind of thing. Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cinderella. Interesting.
Remember them?
Oh, yeah. They were big hair dudes.
Yeah, yeah. Good rock, I guess.
I know. It's too bad that all those big hair guys, bands, they were so different from each other, but yet they all had a similar thread to them. And their hair was part of that thread. They had, you know, they all had crazy Kramers or Dean or whatever kind of guitars they had and the big hair. And they wrote specific songs. It was very similar to the rock thing that's going on now. Everything's like a cookie cutter kind of thing. But there were bands that you could tell, like Cinderella. Skid Row was another one. Yeah, they were a band that had good songwriting skills, good sound. You know, it was a little raw, but...
Yeah, I didn't care for them right away either for some reason, because I wasn't too much into, like, a lot of the stuff that I thought was kind of really glamish or whatever, you know? Right. But they really weren't. Like, I realized, like, a little bit later that they weren't so much, you know? And
just because Sebastian Bach had such an operatic voice.
And but I digged it later.
Dug it?
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
It was
hard rock stuff. And some of their like later stuff was really good and heavy.
I want to say Mad Dog.
Like way late.
Turned me on to it later. Like I was like, you're listening to them, really?
Mm-hmm.
But they were cool.
Then I went back to the first album and I was like, oh, okay, that's pretty hard rock.
Yeah, for sure. What else do we want to talk about as far as love songs go? Did you...
I don't know. I was... Weren't you going to sing me a love song, or was I going to sing you a love song?
You were going to sing me a love song. And why am I so, yeah?
It's called Lipo Love. I don't know. What? Oh, because, yeah.
Whereas you're just normal.
There you go.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Elvis had a lot of love songs.
Of course. He was all about the chicks.
And the Beatles. He was all about love, but. Did they really have like a love song, like a ballad? That's what you think of as a, you know, a love song.
I think a lot of their early stuff, the Beatles' early stuff, was
a lot of country love songs and lost love.
Lost songs. Love, yeah, that's what it.
And everybody... lost dog and lost truck and lost.
Yeah, you lost a lot of stuff. You're down on your luck.
Wow.
I'm choking on your love.
Oh, here we go. Back to this full circle right there. Tea good. Went down the wrong way. Wow.
You're breathing it in. You're supposed to.
Some strong green tea there.
I think you just breathed it instead of drinking.
Yeah, I think so too. My buddy used to do that. My old bass player, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
I'd film him and he would suck in powder or crackers or something so that he'd choke to death on them. We got videos of it.
Yeah, just for the sake of having a video of somebody choking.
Yeah.
Were you able to do slow-mo at all?
No, not at that time. I was lucky to do regular Mo.
Regular Mo.
What speed is that? Regular Mo?
What's that on your upper lip?
Slow Mo, fast Mo, and regular Mo. Technically known as standard Mo. Speaking of Mo.
Yes.
You're due for a haircut.
Yeah.
Me too.
You like my hair.
Just on the sides.
Sure.
I'll write a song about it.
About the haircuts?
Your hair. Your hair. Anyway. I could write 20 songs about that tonight.
I bet you can. An album about hair.
Yeah.
The Hair Love Songs by Big JD.
And speaking of concept albums.
Is that what we're going to do? We're going to do a show on concept albums?
Oh, no, that's a good one, though, isn't it? That's another one. Concept album?
Like,
so that's like what?
Like, I wasn't thinking of, I was thinking like.
There's a, Sabotage has a concept album called, well, there's a number of them, actually. They have a couple of them. One's like a rock opera thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, opera is one concept album.
But there's lots. There's like rock bands that we know that have concept albums. So I guess next week we'll do a show on concept albums.
Did Wicked Angel ever do a concept album?
No.
No, eh?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, so that's what it's going to be, concept albums.
Mm-hmm. Oh, The Elder by Kiss. That is a concept album.
There you go.
Yeah. So there is all kinds, though. Yeah. By bands we know and love.
We'd have to do some research.
Well, don't we do it? Research all the time?
All the time, yes. Yeah. Just like this research I did about my love song list. I'm going to finish it off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's go.
The last 10 songs of the 100 greatest love songs of all time. All right. I Can't Stop Loving You by Ray Charles. Michelle by The Beatles. Mm-hmm. Are You Lonesome Tonight by Elvis Presley. Mm-hmm. First Time I Ever Saw Your Face by...
If ever I saw your face, I don't know.
Roberta Flack.
Ah, okay.
In My Life by the Beatles.
In My Life. And I'll sing them all.
Okay. And another one I had already mentioned today, You Are So Beautiful by Joe Cocker. You
Are So Beautiful.
I Just Called to Say I Love You, which
is...
I just called to
say.
Exactly. Wonderful Tonight, which was our... When I Got Married, that was the song me and my...
You know what ours was? The song we danced to was Somewhere in Your Heart by Frank Sinatra, actually.
Very nice. Number two, I'll Be There, and My Girl by The Temptations, number one song. Talking about my girl.
So next week's show is on...
Concept albums.
There you go. It's going to be fun. And we're going to leave them with a song.
The song is by STP, Stone Temple Pilots, and it's...
I got that from the girl down the road. Oh.
STD. Thanks a lot for listening. See you next week.
And bye.
Right.
join us here next week for more Big JD and Lippo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lippo Facebook page.